the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Whatever.
Well, Billy Joel, he's not happy about something. There is a biopic in the works, but Billy doesn't support it. Well, which usually, if it's a biopic, sometimes somebody may have a problem with the interpretation of your life.
I always read that word as a medical procedure. It looks like a some kind of biopic. I gotta go get a biopic done.
So what the hell did I just watch? I thought the documentary, they already, well, this is different. Okay. Because the Billy Joel documentary on HBO is good.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
It was like 3 or 4 hours.
Uptown Strong. Girl.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's called?
I don't think so.
So there's this biopic, as we said, in the works. It's called Billy and Me, and it covers Billy Joel's early career.
I think it's called
To Piano Man. So it's unauthorized, and he does not want it to happen. And his representative issued a statement saying, the people behind the movie don't have the rights to Billy's life, and they won't get the rights to his music either.
So I can't tell a story about him in that form because I don't have the rights?
Dude, so do you remember there was a Jimi Hendrix movie that Andre 3000 played Jimi Hendrix in?
No.
And they could not get the rights to the movie, to the music. So the movie was about Jimi Hendrix, could not use any of his music. So it was all this, like, it sounded like AI, but it wasn't then. But it's just that generic,
what was,
and it wasn't his music at all.
What was Hogan's deal with Voodoo Child? It wasn't the whole song, right?
I don't know. Well,
I think he only got like either half the song or the first 2 minutes or whatever.
He used it all when he fought Triple H that time, because they played the whole song as he was coming down. It took him that long to get to the ring.
So, but they kept using this. I don't know if WWE was paying the family or the estate.
I don't know with Punk, you know, God, I can't think of their name now.
Cold
Personality.
Oh.
I have to sing it again.
How does he know that?
Fat Boy. Who can Fat Boy beat now? It's just for me singing the song.
It's freaking wrestling, man.
But, I don't know if they have to pay a licensing fee to use it for a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. AEW had Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting by Elton John as their theme for a while. I was like, God, that had to be very expensive. But I bet you Elton John likes watching men wrestle.
Well, men like to watch men wrestle.
Yes.
So this
and
is...
men play football and men do a lot of stuff.
I know.
It says Bischoff negotiated the deal that allowed up to 3 minutes for Voodoo Child to be played for his entrance, but it cost $100,000 a year.
Damn.
Oh, okay, so they licensed for the whole year. So then they can use it as many times as they want.
But Hogan was, he was limited there for a little bit. They're kind of like special attraction Hogan. But then there was a run where they used him a lot.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
New World Order. New World Order.
Good riff.
Because we know Sting was almost going to be the third man before Hogan.
Oh, yeah. Which, boy, that worked out good, didn't it?
Yep.
Next to the mountain, and I'm cutting you down with the hedge of my axe.
I'm standing next to a mountain.
Edge of his hand. Yeah. All right. What else is going on?
Well, you want some VIP tickets to see Harry Styles?
Harry Styles.
No.
Why? You don't like him?
Oh, really?
Well,
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know who he is.
Play some.
I know he dresses like a woman.
See if I can find
some. I mean, he does. He wears dresses all the time.
I like that. I respect men that wear pearls.
See, now that, okay, that's a great example of that. I saw, that was the chair. See? I saw Dave Bautista at some kind of big, to-do gala, the gala, whatever, the other day. And that son of a bitch was wearing almost like a Ula Fala, the thing Obafemi wears, big old anal beads around his neck.
Yeah, he does.
And it was pearls.
Yeah,
and
they're
I'm
beautiful.
Like,
I love pearls.
Oh, he's done that a lot.
It's such a.
He lost a lot of weight too, Blue Tista.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna say
it just
something.
Looks gay as hell to me.
Men had high heel shoes to wear before women. So we stole that fashion statement
probably
from you.
Probably Napoleon probably did that.
No, all men did.
Well, we also wore powdered wigs, too. I mean, there was some stupid stuff.
We're bringing them back.
We stole your powdered fashion.
Well, we stole everything.
And you can steal it back. You can get pearls. You can
I'm good.
Do whatever.
You want a pearl necklace?
I own one already.
Nice.
Yep. She had a birthday recently.
She did.
So
she doesn't. Yeah, I'm gonna get you a subscription, Urban Dictionary, for Christmas. Really?
She's already got the Guinea Book of Records.
All right. So people that bought VIP tickets to the show, they're gonna expect a lot of perks and
Lord
just
tabs,
a great view to see Harry Styles.
Right.
But people who bought the VIP floor seats on the Together tour, they're getting a 10-foot walkway that's part of the setup.
You will never meet him. That will never be a part of any VIP package.
So they're not going to be
able
to...
Is he like Steve Martin? He doesn't meet people?
I don't know if it's... Maybe it's a status thing at that point because he is huge.
You know, I've yet to hear anything back about my big ask. Remember the one?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be worked on,
yes.
I heard.
We're working on that. It's like, oh, yeah. I hope that happens.
You might have to pester the hell out
of it. I don't ever ask for much. But I really don't. Like when it comes to tickets and stuff, I really, really don't. But this one I asked for.
So because of these floor seats they're paying a lot of money for, they're not going to be able to see them because this 10-foot walkway is going to block everything. So there's been a lot of complaint. Are you okay?
Yeah, I was just sitting on my nuts. I had to stand up, shake it around.
So a representative on the tour says those areas are being reviewed carefully and adjusted where possible. Were possible on compliance with all
hey, these aren't mine.
Restrictions. I can't unsee that ever.
Well,
it's good.
Let's sit here and like just.
Well, I'm trying not to.
Whoops, wrong nuts altogether.
It's like seeing your dog scoot on the floor.
Well, it's when I scooted to let you know that was my chair and I didn't fart while I go. And I actually just like ended up sitting on myself.
When you start.
Oh, it sucks, man.
If you're a woman, you know what that feels like. God, go get some of that trimmed.
I know.
I sit on myself every day.
Lord, woman.
Look, if I go to Arby's and the big Montana's coming out of the box, I'm going to take it back and say, look, shave some of this off, please.
Boom, boom.
Arby's. Paige. Paige. She has the meats.
I don't have
it, you. I thought you were from California, not Big Montana. Lord have mercy.
That will
woman.
Forever be the but best if I, reference.
If I have those, I'll let you know.
Please do.
I will.
Please do.
Remember, she got in trouble with the one email she talked about rejuvenation, and then the guy heard it and tried to talk his wife into getting it.
Oh, yeah.
And she emailed us. She told Paige to quit talking about shaving her stuff.
Like, is that? I wonder if that, you know, scientific medical talk here. Like, I wonder if that's something that a woman, you know, the way that it becomes an invention or a procedure. Like, hey, doctor, can we do anything with this? Or do you think the husband says, hey, can you ask your daughter if he can, you know?
Is there a health benefit to it, or is it just...
Like, it's too... You know how you have to go get... I had a grandmother who had to go get one of her eyelids lifted, because it was...
I mean, generally
drooping
when I
down.
Hear,
you imagine you have too much eyelid.
Yeah.
Well, that's where they get eyelids if you need one.
But that's from childbirth, right? What you were talking about?
You're talking about the kid on the way out? It's like hanging on.
Rejuvenation.
He's like, I don't want to leave. Oh, let me stay in here. It's warm.
And then...
I hate sunlight.
They have to... I'm a vampire. All the way down.
Yeah.
Not good.
I don't know.
I don't know how that works. Plus, what do you do with the leftover product, if you will?
It's medical waste, so it
does it go for kids who have hair lips?
It doesn't go
in other countries?
Anywhere but to be disposed of properly.
I think the Illuminati buys it and calls it adrenochrome.
There's not like some. Oh my god!
I forgot about
like
that.
Some big furnace somewhere that it all goes to. It doesn't happen that way.
Adrenochrome, it's huge. You son of a bitch.
You go, man. You know what sucks about Alex Jones is that...
Killed his credibility talking about Sandy Hook.
Yes. I saw one of those meme videos, you know, meme where it was like 40-second compilation or whatever, and it was like boom, boom, boom. The last 20 years, all these crazy things he said.
It's kind of intimidating.
A lot of it turns out to be true, but then the Sandy Hook stuff just...
Yeah, it just took a turn.
All of it.
Not well thought out. It's kind of cruel.
He called them crisis actors and said it never happened.
For the families.
And they sued him for a lot until Elon paid his bill, which was real odd, too, because you didn't hear anything after that. what their relationship's like.
You also didn't hear a lot about how a lot of pedophiles were removed from Twitter, from X, and then when Elon brought it back, he let them come back. That's kind of weird.
Really
weird.
That's why he bought it.
Like that, not Chris D'Elia, but that other guy. In that same kind of way where he was like messing around with underage girls.
Oh, yeah, when the allegations were coming out.
X kicked him off and Elon let him come back. It's like, man, I believe in freedom of speech, but not for ass H's like that.
Especially if you have a daughter. You don't need them.
Or a son. Hell, you don't even have to have kids to realize pedophilia is awful.
You don't need to have your children preyed on, regardless of their sex.
That's why they have perverts looking for justice or whatever that group is.
Perverted justice.
That's what it is.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and that's your Rice Guys.
You play on their softball team.
Whippers. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rice Guys Morning Show.
On line four.
Oh, boy.
I love Fat Boy's notes. Fat Boy, you would think, didn't graduate high school. You know why? Because he did it.
He did.
I did not.
He got a piece of paper.
They wouldn't let me.
Line four, it says, Braden, who won't graduate? So, Braden, what is up? What's going on, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
This is Braden.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey. I kind of got... a situation, and I don't know what else to do, really.
Well, you're in the right place there, Brady. Braden.
Okay. So, you probably kind of read the text. What the situation is graduation?
Yeah, I'm supposed to graduate Friday.
Congratulations? Yep. Question mark. I'm
two claps.
Yeah, but what's the issue?
Yeah. Well, thank you, but I'm actually not going to be graduating this Friday.
Well, no, man.
No. What does that mean? Not walking? Not passing?
Like I found out last week I'm one credit short and I can't graduate.
God bless. Last week?
Yeah.
Oh, no, man. That's
graduation is this Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
Like in 3-4 days. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep.
Can you go to summer school?
Oh, God. Well, who? And you've known this for a week, and so no one knows yet except you and your teachers or teacher?
No, sir.
Don't call me sir. That makes me seem old.
He works for a living. This thing's gotten way too big now. I mean, this is this week, dude.
Oh, I thought you were looking at your tummy.
Yeah.
I was looking something up under it.
Burn. So, tell us what exactly happened. And I appreciate you coming on because you text back and forth and you're like, I'd rather not. And I was like, come on, you're a teenager, but please. You know, you don't want to text back and forth with a teenager, please.
But. There's a new drop.
Yeah. No, it's not. Nope, I don't allow that. Braden, become a lawyer and let's sue him. All right, what exactly happened, Braden, if you would?
Yeah, at first I thought, you know, maybe they made a mistake or something, you know, and I could fix it before anybody found out.
Yeah.
And then? That wasn't the case.
Yeah.
It's just gotten to this thing where like every day at school, like somebody brings up graduation, you know.
And it snowballs.
And at home, just like everywhere.
Yeah.
Snowballs, man. That's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and,
like, my dad keeps talking about Friday night, and like where everybody wants to eat after the ceremony. Mm, like it's
Olive Garden. No, for real. That's
the tour of Italy.
I went to Olive Garden for mine. That was my graduation dinner.
I go there sometimes just to smell it. Yeah. I don't even eat.
Eat the bread.
Yeah. Okay. So that we I mean we get you got to tell him what else is Friday crap is
Tuesday. Just like
yeah.
Like yeah, he just everybody we come across he keeps like introducing me as the graduate. It's just like one thing after the next.
You're going to think you're Dustin Hoffman.
Dude, you sit there and just let him do that too. Dang, yeah. Braden.
He told one of his buddies at work last night how proud he was of me.
Well, I mean, you know, he probably is. That would have maybe been a good time.
I almost did. I almost pulled really? Right there.
Yeah, but you couldn't do it, though. I understand.
No.
You know, every time somebody says something nice, it's just you sink deeper into it. It's like, I don't know if, not that you're afraid to say it, but like you just don't want to, like, I guess, ruin people's day.
Yeah. Yeah, they're expecting you to walk and all, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
yeah.
And you said everybody. So, I guess, you know, I mean, I don't know who's alive, but like grandma, grandpa, aunt and uncle, everybody's coming to the whole thing. Does anyone know at all in your family?
No.
Wow. Nobody knows?
Wow.
You're the only one.
So your mom and dad think you're graduating on Friday.
Yep.
God bless you.
Dude, you know how much pressure like you are under right now?
It's a pressure cooker.
Sounds like it. Sounds
like
cool.
My grandma already booked her a hotel. You know, non-refundable.
She probably has somebody help her too because she don't know how the internet works.
Yeah. Well, maybe. okay. So, well, she can go see the bridge.
Six people too.
Six people?
Coming in from out of town, yeah.
Holy crap.
Is there
my aunt, my uncle are coming, my grandparents, my cousin.
Oh, man.
It's like a family summit. They're coming here for nothing.
This is a nightmare.
Oh, don't make it feel worse.
Yeah, announcements.
I'm trying to think of how long does it take to take the GED, Fat Boy?
Oh,
can he
God.
Just run and go
you
take it?
You can't do it before Friday, I don't think.
No, you can't before Friday. You gotta schedule this up.
My friend, I am sorry. I hate that for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, thanks.
Oh, here's a question. Have you started getting gifts yet?
Oh, no.
Graduates.
Some luggage.
Yeah, I've heard graduates get gifts.
Yeah, I have, actually.
Oh, man. You got to give them back.
My grandma mailed me money already, and my aunt got me luggage because she thought I was leaving for a community college in the fall.
You ever tell her, I don't think you can live there.
I don't think you need luggage to get into college.
I think you can.
Not trying to beat up on you, man. I'm trying to think of what... what can
this is like it's devastating for sure, and it's going to be a shock, but it's kind of like a minute situation. Maybe it's a teenage situation. Does that make sense?
No, I don't think it's minute at all. What exactly happened? Like, why are you short a credit, Braden?
Like, I honestly I don't know. I mean, I guess I failed something.
Just you saying that's kind of crazy.
Well,
I guess you did too.
Well, I thought I had enough credits, you know, and then they called me in the office last week and told me I wasn't graduating.
God bless.
At least I got a semester of heads up, so I wish you would have got there.
Yeah, that would have been better.
He had the whole week. So your first instinct was to text the Rise guys. I love that. Not tell anyone else. So you haven't told anyone, like no buddies, no one knows except us.
Yeah, no, I panicked, you know. I didn't, like,
but you've been doing this.
I've been kind of freaking out.
You've been doing this for at least a week, like a double life almost.
Yeah, I really thought maybe somehow I could fix it before Friday.
And you can. It is,
Is it?
You can go to summer school, hopefully here. I know in California they had summer school where you can just make up that one credit and you'll graduate and you can walk.
I mean,
I don't know about here.
Have you hidden it at home, if that makes sense? Like, you know, trying to cover your tracks there?
Yeah, well, I've been mostly staying in my room.
Well, that's mostly every teenager now, avoiding everyone. I understand. There's another pandemic happening. It's a weird time.
I'm stressed about finals and graduation stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, this whole thing's about to collapse, man. That's a lot of stress.
You're trying to make him feel worse.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to prepare this boy for the real world.
Like, it's
and a possible ass whooping.
Besides when your dad was telling his coworker how proud he was, like, that's a moment when you're like, all right, I should tell him right after this. Is there never been, like, another time where you almost told them or you had a, like, all right, I'll walk into the room if they're both in there, I'll tell them or blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Just, like, it's, gosh, it's not as easy as it sounds.
Oh, no, I know.
Wait.
I know.
It's got to be tough.
First off, Fat Boy's in here talking to, and it, Fat Boy, you know, he puts off this this hard kind of interior kind of thing, like, oh yeah, I am. He's up here very nicely talking to this young man, and come to find out, Braden's dad listens to us. And this is the correlation here.
Yeah, he does.
And Braden, you were back with us? You there?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying your dad listens to the show. First off, that's pretty awesome. Thank you to your dad.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's. I would imagine if he had heard you call earlier, though, he would have. Or you know, if he was listening live, he would have called. I would think, or he would call you. So.
Yeah, let's see. I haven't put it together yet.
Were you hoping that that would be the case? You know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I guess what we're doing now, like, you know, this is the family meeting that you didn't have, so that you wanted to tell your dad. Like, that's what we're doing now.
Yeah. So, oh, man. So your daddy, I'm sorry, your dad.
Yeah, it's different now.
Well, I say daddy. I mean, I always call my daddy, daddy.
They don't do that now, though.
No, I know. That's a podcast. I'll get sued. Your dad could be listening right now, which is pretty crazy. In fact, he's like driving into work thinking he's got a graduate, and now he's getting blindsided on the radio.
I mean, if he just now put it together, you know, he's probably really tuned into it.
Like, Braden, have you still been doing graduation stuff this week?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. The Roast
Guys. Break it down. Live from the Ralph Norman Studios. I'm just kidding. Call Rob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on the 20th of May. Happy birthday.
Or suck it. Look at that. Double suck.
Double suck.
Good at that.
We'll start with this guy who was in town a couple months ago and sold the place out. He sold the Bon Secours Wellness Arena out.
Yes.
He also did a little shopping in town.
Oh, did he?
So if you saw him at the Haywood Mall, that was him.
Oh. The only celebrity I've ever seen at the Haywood Mall was Jerry the King Lawyer that time.
Did he come in earlier, before? Because we do that. We open up the store for people that...
Wow. God, you hear that, you peons like me? We don't get to go in the store that... Like Mark Wahlberg going and working out at the Clemson gym. How about the other parents that kids go there? They can't get a free workout.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot more private planes coming in and out of that airport now. We're talking about Mr. John Party. Song's called Friday Night Heartbreaker on Big Buck Country.
I like the way you say that.
What's the...
My girl listens to John Party all the time. John Party all the time.
Party all the time. They got a mascot at Buck Country, and I forgot what it was.
It's a deer.
It's a deer with big jugs, right?
It's a cowboy wearing a football jersey who doesn't know anything about sports.
Oh, how old is
Matt, Ryan? You're being kind of edgy this morning.
Yeah, and that's not good for you.
36.
I'll
That's
say 36.
A joke or guess. I have no clue.
John Party, P-A-R-D-I, is 41 years old.
Ain't nothing like a John Party.
Oh, we did that, Tupac, remember? Ain't nothing but a John Party. Party?
John Parties is called an orgy at a brothel. Because of John's.
Oh, that was the boss right there. I heard that text.
I thought you were talking about toilets.
No, Paige, you're into water sports, yes, but that was not what I was talking about.
Now, the Flip Mode Squad has potty mouths, so we can't play any other songs.
You know Charlie Gertz was in Flip Mode Squad?
He was.
A squad.
He said it would. Now, Flip Mode Squad is a local barbell
like
club.
Gym, yeah. Come on, do Flip Mode Squat.
Squat.
Hey, man, we call it that because we sag our pants and work out at the same time, so that's cool.
Squat.
It is Busta Bus's birthday. It's not the Spliff Star's birthday.
You mean star of Halloween H2O?
Yep. Busta Rhymes. No, he was in the other one. LL Cool J was H2O.
Oh.
But he was in the one where they were in the house filming the reality show. But it was a Halloween.
That's right.
No, it wasn't bad.
God, I don't know if I asked you this on the air or off the air, but they're making another scary movie?
Yeah, they are. I saw the preview for it when I was watching Mortal Kombat.
I literally think that, oh, Jug got our... you want to go to the Masters of the Universe premiere?
He-Man, when is that coming out?
He just...
Jared Leto plays Skeletor.
June 9th. It's on a Tuesday night. Anyway, let me know if there. It's on a school night, but we don't have homework.
We don't. It's illegal.
What was he saying right before that about the
movie? I said cut.
Yeah. No, that made me think of Toledo, Ohio for some reason.
Oh, I must have said Rick Waddell.
Yeah. 50 for Busta Rhymes. 54 or 5. I'll take half credit on either.
55.
Busta Rhymes is 54 years old. Now, we'll keep it going for this fellow because he did use this as his walkout music when they would introduce him before races.
Yeah, right. This song has never played at a NASCAR race.
Not a full one.
Oh, well, when's the last time that's happened?
Driver, former driver of the number 20.
Do NASCAR races sell out? They don't, do they? They can't.
I think some of the shorter tracks do.
They sell out
every single bench place.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow, when they go like to Martinsville, it sure looks like it's sold out.
Wow.
Harder to tell with Bristol.
Who is it? Lake Speed's birthday?
Tony Stewart. From Indiana.
Yeah. You don't know, out of his way, he'll run you over. He's like Randy Moss.
I don't know if he's still...
I've seen him in a golf cart coming at me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Paige almost got ran over by Tony Stewart in a golf cart one time.
I don't know if he used to own Eldora. I don't know if he still does or not. The Speedway.
Mm.
They run some dirt races up there.
Mm. Tony Stewart is it a big one?
It is not.
54.
Tony Stewart is 55.
Damn.
Years old today. We got to cut this out because we got a theme song to play. Now, if you don't recognize it, it's the theme song to Deadwood.
Oh, well, I never watched any of that.
I don't know anything about that.
This gentleman was on Deadwood, but he was also on a show called Justified.
Never saw that either.
Been in a bunch of movies. He was in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Nicolas Cage.
Nope. Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, okay.
Great actor.
Nah, I'm going to try to Google and see what he looks like, and if it tells me his age, I won't try to cheat or nothing. I'm just curious if it's the
same
person.
You'll definitely know who he is.
I know the name, and then if I see the face at all. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was on Santa Clarita Diet, but I did not watch that show.
Oh, that's a show?
Oh, that was good.
I think it was Drew Barrymore was a vampire, right?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Did you guys see the new Binge and Purge?
We've said this before. Nobody ever purges from the back end.
No, they don't. Nobody ever tries to stick their finger down there. What?
Is this a big birthday?
Oh.
That would help me.
It is not.
61. Or 59.
All right, then I'll go 60. Oh, no, it's not.
I'll go 61.
I'll go 62.
Oh, Fat Boy says too high.
Way too high. Timothy Oliphant is 58. Years old today.
You messed me up because you said you. Never mind.
He don't look like it though.
I had to Google to see what he even looked like. Blau.
No.
Tootie.
Nope.
Joe.
Nope.
Mrs. G's dead.
Yep.
Mindy Cohn.
It is Mindy Cohn's birthday. Natalie on the Facts of Life.
Natalie.
Oh.
Mindy Cohn.
Cohn. Not. We're not saying Cohen as like Brett would say on.
Yes, but I think she is. Let's see. How old is Mindy Cohn? Not the elementary school I went to. That's Cohn.
Cohn.
Not Linda Cohn.
Is that with a C or a K? I don't know.
What are you trying to say?
Cohn.
With a C.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paige?
Yeah.
Is it Cohn with three Ks?
I don't know how it was spelled. I was just asking.
Cohn.
You know what? Let's play a little game real quick.
Guess the C word.
Exactly right.
These old people got in this weird looking sarcophagus and turned young at the end of the movie. Steve Guttenberg was in the movie. It sounds like if you have a speech impediment when you say the name. It's Cocoon.
Oh, that's what it was. Cocoon. The one we were going to go with was in the movie Blazing Saddles. He said, dock this blank a day's pay for napping on the job.
Yes, no!
Don't answer.
What is cracker?
Close. I'll give you one of these on the way out here. What? Where's it at?
Peckerwood.
Mindy Cohn.
Sorry, I'm on 84 65. Lumber's website.
It's a new cut. What happened to Yellowwood? Well, we got Peckerwood now.
63.
Thanks a lot.
She's already guessed.
Mindy Cohn is 60 years old today.
We overshot it.
You sorry, really did. Mindy. You won't know this theme song, I don't think.
Tootie.
But it's only going to be for two different people.
Did Kim Fields have a cocaine addiction? Is that where the nickname came from?
She made a lot of cookies.
Tootie.
Tootie. Where Tootie at?
Tootie over there, tooking the poogie.
Tooting.
Tookie boogie.
Toot the pook.
Pookin' Nakua.
This is the theme song to a little show on TGIF back in the day.
Patrick Duffy was in it?
Nope. Not Step by Step. Perfect.
Strangers. Balky.
Oh, man.
Balky's birthday. You talked about Balky yesterday.
Dude, how does that keep happening?
You cheat like hell is what it is.
Well, I'd get more right if that were the case.
You're like early edition with birthdays. Great show.
It's weird. Brunson Pinchot.
Tomorrow's news today.
Is 70. I'm going to declare it. I'm going to state it.
Balky.
Paige Hill Balky.
I'm thinking 69.
You offering or guessing? Balky is 67 years old today.
That was a hidden message for her neighbor.
It really was.
What you want to do when you get home today? If I could turn back time. Cher.
It is Cher's birthday.
I love her. I'm jealous.
I'm telling you,
God.
That was today.
I just told Fatboy that I got a Facebook fussing, and the running joke was a woman was saying that her favorite song was by Cher, but she spelled it S-H-A-R-E, like the word Cher.
Cher, yeah.
And I was telling him about that, and I was like,
she wrote If I Could Turn Back Tim, is what it was.
No, Turn Back to Tim by Cher with an S. And I literally just said that.
Oh, God, it's her birthday.
There's some kind of, you could tap into this wavelength, lymph. And, you know, be like some kind of psychic.
Yes.
Or predict something.
I'll go to Minnesota and get on Kalshi. Oops.
Remember the bit Trivial Psychic, Christopher Walken? You'd shake his hand and he would like, you know, you're going to have an ice cream headache later.
He could. Who's guess the preacher that threw his jacket at you?
Oh, Benny Hinn.
Benny Hinn, yes.
He could touch you and heal you. And then he would run through doors back and forth with somebody else. And they'd play the music.
Is it the birthday of the person that invented the share button on social media?
It is not. It is Cher, the legend, birthday.
Is it a big birthday?
It is a big birthday, but they all are at this point. I think she has like a 30-year-old boyfriend, right?
I'm going to go 80.
Or maybe she has 30-year-old boyfriends. 80. Can't remember. She is 80 years old today.
Damn.
Look at that. Good. We got some happy heavenlies for your ass.
Wouldn't you like to see her, though, like just a, like her from the 60s and just like a real natural progression to see what
yes.
she looked like. Because again, with Paul McCartney, looking at him and thinking, he's 83. That's so crazy. So crazy.
Cher looks, she doesn't look 80, but you can tell she looks a little bit older.
Yeah.
John Belushi.
Paul
played.
McCartney's eyes look like he smokes.
They do. Like, what's up with the poofiness?
Yeah.
He stays up all night playing what too much music.
He has yellow eyes.
Yeah. Jaundice of the eyeballs.
John Belushi played him on SNL. He'd fall all over the stage. Joe Cocker.
Oh, yes.
Would have been 82 years old today.
Oh, yes.
And Jeremy Shard. Jeremy Shard.
His mother was part Spaniel. Who's?
No. Jimmy Stewart, Tony's uncle.
Jimmy Stewart. Maybe Angel Wings. Yeah, she.
Would have been 118 years old today. Mm.
Look at not that. To be confused with James Stewart of the Jacksonville Jaguars. That was James O.
James O.
Remember they said, oh, Jimmy Stewart, you related to him? He said, I don't get it. Like, you can go up to any, actually anyone under the age of 30 right now, say, you know Jimmy Stewart. And they're like, what?
Like who? Like, who? You know the guy from It's a Wonderful Life.
You know, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, you're talking about the Jay-Z record? No.
No. No.
That's Heart Knock.
Paige, you DMing? What are you doing?
Are you talking to that guy again?
I just got upset about the jaundice and the what causes it, because I had jaundice about Paul McCartney.
Ask him where he shops.
And it's a sign of liver or gallbladder issues, too. So that's why I was like, when you did that, that's why I gave you that look. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, don't give that look to most people. Look.
See, that's why
you shouldn't. You're undressing me with your eyes.
You shouldn't. I'm sorry.
Gallbladder. Is that what it's really called?
Or gall.
Is Southerners get a hold of it, and then they just called it that?
Like, is it the gall?
Yeah, but it's gallbladder.
Yeah, because even Yankees say gall, gallbladder, gall.
Yeah, but nobody say says it right.
Like, you know, up there it's bull. Like, play some baseball. Nobody says my gallbladder.
Like, yeah. If they say, you want to play some bull? I'm like, what are you bowling?
I used to live in Bowling Springs.
Are you bowling eggs? Or what?
Bowling.
See, they'll say, we can say idea pretty good, but they break up the Southernisms. Like we say, they say insurance. They don't say it right. It's insurance.
Insurance. They insurance. Say insurance.
They don't say cigar. They say that wrong.
What is cigar?
Tomato, potato, tornado. They say those wrong.
Tomato.
You know, insurance. It's insurance.
Do you, so you insurance. Go, you put an A or an O at the end of potato.
You got to. Tomato, potato, tornado.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tornado.
No.
Tornado.
Tornado. Tornado.
What's the, okay, what's the other storm? It starts with an H.
Hurricane.
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 It's not a hurricane, Rana. It all goes back to wrestling. Hurricane.
My lake house is near Leicester, North Carolina.
I know. There's a Leicester up there.
Rutherford Ton.
Rofton?
Yeah, it's near Asheville. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Get the podcast. Wash your hands. Actually, wash your hands, then get the podcast.
Wash somebody else's
doctors,
hands.
Yeah. One out of four doctors.
Have clean hands on your podcast.
Yes.
And wash your buddy's hand and wink at him while you do it.
Yes. And if you're dockers, we'll see you at the dock later on today.
Party ple- Island.
Pleats out. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good. Thank you.
This is the Rise
Thank
Guys.
Thank you, Lynch.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys
Thank
are great.
You. They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.